The results of the latest federal employee viewpoint survey should be coming soon, and experts expect the trends we've seen in the last few years to continue this year. One of those is falling morale among younger, newer federal employees. Virginia Hill's national president of Young Government Leaders, and she's looking at ways agencies can try to keep up morale among their youngest employees. It strikes me, Virginia, that it's getting easier. I mean, we have a little bit more budget certainty. Nobody's worried about a shutdown anymore. And managers now and leaders now can go back to focusing on managing and leading rather than just damage control. And that's got to help a little bit, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think millennials in government are more and more engaged, and we're seeing less of the dire straits that we were in 2013.
So I go to the Service to America medals a couple of weeks back, and I meet some folks, and I see some of the things that some of the people are doing that, you know, in the call to service category, which is right up your alley. Those are your people. That's got to be inspiring to think for younger people, you know, I don't have to work in an agency for 30 years to have some kind of impact. If I'm doing my thing and I'm really doing it well, people are going to notice, and I've got a lot better shot than I might have someplace else.
Absolutely. There's a lot of different opportunities for younger employees, people who are young in their career, to be recognized. Not only the Call to Serve Award from the SAMMYs, but also some of these other affinity groups that are popping up within agencies that are serving young and new employees to the agency. So that's one way people can get involved and get engaged.
What are those affinities like, and how do they work? That kind of thing.
Well, they're mostly formed organically from young and new employees within the agency. And depending on what the objective is, they might be trying to accomplish a certain policy. They might be trying to look at a way to change the culture, get their managers involved, and also look at, you know, retention and recruitment of young employees. So there could be a variety of objectives, but mostly they're started by the employees themselves. They create a charter and they get upper management buy-in. They may even be declared as an official affinity group within the agency. So it's really exciting what some of these groups are doing.
And do they have a function in the agency in some cases beyond just being an organization for people to network and gain experience and understanding about how different parts of the agency work? Are they sometimes just more than that?
Yeah, while that is a very important function, they also can work with the management to be a voice for young or new employees and try to get some policy changes or culture changes that would benefit the morale of the agency and keep those young and new employees around for longer.
I mentioned the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey at the beginning of our conversation, and it strikes me that one of the things we see, I talked about trends, one of the trends that we always see is that pay is important to people. But it's not the very most important thing to people, and that's generally not why people go into government service. That's especially true of the millennial generation. What impact is that having on the way that these affinity groups work within agencies, the kinds of things that they're interested in and the kinds of things that they push for, and in how people are kind of serving in their agencies individually and the kinds of projects and the kinds of things they want to take on?
Well, the affinity groups play a big role, but we can really do this just as a group of public servants. I mean, these initiatives that we can do to connect our employees to the mission can be really important. So whether that's an affinity group or upper management providing training opportunities or seminars that connect people to the mission, I think that's really important. Because in government, you do come in with a certain level of idealism. And when you get into government, you do have to face a couple of challenges, certain obstacles that maybe test that idealism. But that's what idealism is meant for. I mean, it's going to be tested, and it's meant to be tested. So we have to find ways to keep our employees' morale up. And one of the big ways is through connecting through the mission. It is a little hard to quantify if we're accomplishing our mission, and sometimes things can move slowly, but each step forward is a win. So trying to help employees feel connected, whether they're in my agency, whether they're a scientist, whether they're in HR, whether they're in contracts and procurement, finding a way to make sure everyone feels part of that puzzle.
What are some of the challenges that you referred to a moment ago? What are some of those that make some people kind of jaded and lose interest in being fired up about the mission, that kind of thing?
Well, part of it is, as I mentioned, maybe a slower pace than some might expect. There might be more rules and regulations in place because we are trusted by the public to act responsibly. So for that reason, things can maybe move a little slower than people expect. And rules might get in the way of accomplishing our mission faster. So recognizing that that's just a reality and finding ways to streamline things where we can, I think can be one way to combat that. But no matter what, we just have to focus on the fact that we have recruited such a great group of millennials into the government already, and we need to find ways to kind of promote that and make government a great place to work for these new employees.
Yeah, bringing more is certainly necessary, but
the retention
is the element that is, I won't say elusive, but is difficult at all levels of experience and not just the millennial generation.
And that's one thing Young Government Leaders is trying to address. Sometimes when we face these obstacles, it's important to create a dialogue, to talk to people about, okay, do you still have that idealism? How can we channel that? How do you want to handle the fact that maybe there are some challenges here? And we give each other an opportunity to hear each other out, to talk with each other, and to be solution-oriented. I think it's important that none of us, no matter what your generation, you don't want to become the victim of the cause that you're trying to push. We all joined public service, and we know this wasn't necessarily an easy road. So to be able to support each other and still have an honest dialogue is absolutely important.
Now, one of the things that you're trying to do is getting people excited about just having a good time together and expanding your horizons. Where is the Griffin in DuPont Circle, and what's happening there?
Yes, we will be celebrating the brand new fiscal new year, 2015. We all worked very hard in September, and we're excited to welcome in a new fiscal year. So YGL will be partnering with several organizations in the D.C. area to have our fiscal new year party tomorrow on Wednesday, October 8th.